Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
We're here with my wife, Denise, myself, Joe Chupeta, Mark Hill, and Jeanette, all the way from the Philippines. Say your last name.
Apalacho.
And the reason why we're here is we are here on a Skype date. Can anyone tell us what a Skype date is?
Is that kind of Mediterranean dried fruit that grows on trees and stuff?
Good question.
You're wrong.
Well, we're here and my husband and I and Mark are in our kitchen sitting by our computer. And we see Jeanette on the screen. And we're talking through the internet, and the best thing is it's free.
Amen.
So it's very cool. We could talk to disciples in the Philippines and get to know them. And we both have webcams, so we can actually see each other, too. So it's pretty much like the Jetsons. It's pretty awesome.
It's a date where you ask 20 questions from Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah, and we're using a program called Skype, S-K-Y-P-E. It's a free program. And then you also need high-speed internet and a video camera and a microphone. It seems to work pretty good. It did drop off a few times on our double date. And we learned so many things about a Skype double date. This is our first ever Skype double date with anybody, really. We're having it, of course, with Mark and Jeanette, long-distance deal. We learned something new about what to dress, like in a double date on Skype. Mark, you want to tell us about that?
Yes. You should wear a coat and a tie. Yeah, you should, I guess you should dress up. I don't know. Actually, I was told that I looked fine in a t-shirt, which is what I'm wearing, but, I received it as a gift. So it's, just a Hawaii t-shirt. No, I wasn't told you really had to.
I'm joking with Mark because he asked me beforehand. He's like, so, should I dress up for this? I just appreciate his humility there. Denise, should I have dressed up for this?
Well, we're married, so I'll give you a pass on that one.
And we did have a glass of wine during the date and some cookies.
Did somebody say cookies?
We couldn't figure out how to get any to Jeanette.
She had her receipt, too. She was some kind of tea, I think it was.
Yeah, tea from the Philippines, I guess. It seemed pretty cool. But, Jeanette, what do you think from the other end of things? What do you think of our Skype date?
Do I have to say something?
That's your cue.
We're wondering what you think of a Skype date with Mark.
Actually, this is my first time. This is my first time to have a Skype date, and I'm really surprised that I will be asked a question that, you know, this is really embarrassing. I can't even answer because I was really surprised. But anyway, I'm just happy that I was able to meet Joe and Denise online. And with Superman, and actually, I'm just happy to see the couple with the Superman there. Right there, over there, holding the mic. I'm just happy, thank you so much.
And why do you call Mark Superman again?
Because he looks like Superman.
Right, with the glasses, he looks like Clark Kent. I was wondering if we should, if any of us would actually recommend to others that may be in sort of a long distance date relationship with someone else, would anyone actually recommend having a Skype date?
I think so.
Of course you would say that.
I think so. Yes, I would recommend that.
Okay, then it is officially date night. Denise, what do you think?
I think it's great because I like to meet new disciples from all over the world, so this is awesome.
Amen.
This was actually the first time that Joe and I have met Jeanette through Skype or any other way for that matter. I think she might have been a little scared. If she was, she handled it very well, but my husband had the idea to play 20 questions Bible trivia. So yeah, she, you know, they did okay and we did okay, but
we won.
Yeah, we won. Some of the questions were pretty hard. So it was kind of funny, but we had a good time.
Now's the time for a family circus moment.
I recently celebrated a birthday with the family. We were sitting around and I had just opened some presents. I got some nice things from the family. And then Luke comes in from the other room. He had ran out, and then he came in from the other room, and he said to me,
"Here's a present that I just found from my room."
Is it something that I would want?
No.
And then we all started laughing. Was it Denise or Maria that said, "This is a family circle, family circus moment"? Who said that?
I did.
Yeah, when Maria was little, we read quite a bit of the family circus. I always get those two confused, if it's family circle or family circus. I don't know why that is. I think it was because they were frequently drawn in a circle, and that confused me. But there's one family circus that we always quote on sort of lazy holiday days. Maria, do you remember?
Well, it's a family circus. Yeah, family circus one where the dad, I think he's like relaxing on a lawn chair, and the kids are jumping around, and one of the kids says, "What are we going to do for Memorial Day?" It's supposed to be funny because you're not supposed to do anything. Just relax.
Right, so whenever there's a time where there's sort of a lull in the action here in the household, one of us will come in and say, inevitably,
"What are we going to do for Memorial Day?"
This is even if it's not Memorial Day.
And now, the Family Circus moment is over.
And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and
Holy Spirit. Bah, bah.